Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The pressure is on Billy Napier in Gainesville, Florida, as the Florida Gators prepare for the 2024 football season. And guys, when we talk best case and worst case scenarios for Florida in this 2024 season. We're talking realistic best case and worst case. Okay. I don't think we're not going to say worst case 0-12, best case 12-0. These are realistic best case and worst case scenarios. What is the floor and what is the ceiling of Gators football this season? As we pull up the schedule, guys, I'm sure by now you are familiar with Florida's 2024 schedule. Listen, there is no team in college football that faces a gauntlet like what Florida has this season. Because when you do this, when you do these best case and worst case scenarios, you look at schedules and say, okay, how many wins are there? How many games that I can check off and say, in heavy black ink, I can put a W next to it? How many toss-ups are there and how many L's are there? Guys, you're not going to find a schedule. Vanderbilt's schedule for Vandy has more guaranteed W's than what Florida's schedule presents. Outside of Samford, what is the game you look at and you say, oh, that's a guaranteed dub? Oh, that's one that Florida, you can go ahead and 100% certainty mark that off as a win. Humor me. Which game is it? What games are there? Because even Mississippi State, who's got a first-year head coach in Jeff Levy, who's probably not going to be very good, that game is in Starkville. You got to go deal with the Cowboys. And you're already seeing people on social media talking about, hey, trap game. Some are even picking Mississippi State to pull the upset. But let's start, guys, with the best-case scenario for Florida football this season. Because I think there's a path to this, right? Offensively, Graham Mertz takes the next step and is even better than he was last year. Other playmakers outside of Eugene Wilson step up on the outside. The Florida offense, better than expected. And defensively, you take that next step forward. You continue to improve. I think Florida, to their credit, I think the Gators can be better than what people are expecting, because I think the expectations are very, very low, right? The over-under Vegas win total sitting at 5.5. What's wild about Florida, guys, is this. I think it's going to go one way or the other, really, truly. And in the best-case scenario world, right, and all these question marks Florida has, meaning most of them work out for the positive, my best case for Florida, 7-5. I'm trying to set a realistic, guys, best-case scenario. Is there anyone out there that feels like if Billy Napier went 7-5 this year with this schedule, that would be a bad season? Because, guys, the non-conference, yes, you get Samford. Outside of that, Miami, Central Florida, and at Florida State. And then you look at the SEC schedule. But I tell you guys, here's the area for opportunity. Here's where best case comes in. If you can take down Miami in week one, right, that's going to be a feel-good win, rivalry game victory at the Swamp. Then you got Texas A&M in week three. This is a game you expect to win if you're a Florida fan. Mike Elko, first-year coach. This is going to be a big road test for them. The Swamp will be rocking, especially if you beat Miami in week one. If you can win that game, guys, all of a sudden, 5-0 could be in the cards. Florida could start, believe it or not, 5-0. I think that might be a little aggressive, but it's possible. You got the road trip to Rocky Top that's going to be tough, but you get Kentucky at home. That's one, if you're a Gator fan, you're looking at saying, okay, we need to win that football game. Guys, the back half of the schedule, this final 5 or 6 weeks, Kirby Smart himself made this. Like nobody's got a tougher closing stretch than Florida. Georgia, at Texas, LSU, Ole Miss, at FSU. Florida could lose all 5 of those games. Like, realistically, they could. Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's UNIFYDHealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system. But maybe you pull that home upset against LSU. Maybe you do something crazy against Ole Miss. Maybe Florida State's not that good this year and you can beat them in tally. I think beating Georgia or Texas is, that's probably a long shot. But I think 7 wins could happen, especially, guys, if early on, if you can beat Miami, if you can beat A&M, if you can beat Mississippi State, if you can start 4-1 or better, if you can start 4-1 or better, you can beat a Kentucky. I think there's an opportunity there to get to 7 wins. So best case scenario for Florida, I've got 7-5. This is where things start to get ugly because we're going to talk worst case scenario. Worst case scenario. You lose that season opener to Miami. You lose to Texas A&M. And guys, for Billy Napier, things are going to snowball quickly. They're flat out, they're going to snowball quickly. There's a chance, guys, if things don't go well, Billy Napier might not be this team's head coach by the middle of October. Like, there's a real possibility that happens. I think if you lose to UCF at home, that would probably be the one that gets him fired. Like, I don't think Florida's going to shy away from a middle-of-the-season firing. I don't think they are. You lose to Miami. You lose to A&M. If you do get upset at State, right? Because there's only one guaranteed win on the schedule. It's Samford. Worst-case scenario for Florida, 2-10. And again, this is worst case, but I think this is a realistic worst case, guys. I think this is a realistic worst case. Because Samford's a dub. Who else is a win? Where are you finding the victories here? Kentucky? I mean, guys, UCF even has Gus Malzahn and KJ Jefferson as their quarterback who just beat them last year with Arkansas. Miami's probably going to be a pretty good team this year. Texas A&M over in a win total of 8.5 for a reason, guys. They got hella talent. Again, Mississippi State not going to be very good, but the Cowbells, once that gets going, who knows? Maybe the two wins are Samford and State. But especially, guys, if things snowball early, Billy Napier gets fired midseason. I mean, this thing could go completely off the rails. So, and it's unlikely it's going to happen. I don't know that I necessarily, these are not predictions, by the way, guys. This is best case, worst case. Do I think 2-10 is going to happen? Probably not. But if things go sideways, it's not totally out of the question. So when you look at Florida's schedule, my best case and worst case scenarios, I got best case 7-5, worst case 2-10 for the Florida Gators. When you look at that schedule, that gauntlet that awaits the Gators, what would you say best case and worst case for Florida football in 2024?